Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Absolutely love it when you guys send us messages. You can reach out at any time. Search Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook and Instagram. And that's where this message came in on the IG from Michelle. She says, first of all, I have to say that I'm a big fan of your show. That's very nice. Jer, been listening to you for years. I crack up at some of the people you talk to and some of the conversations you get into. So here's why I'm reaching out. Michelle says, I am 45 years old, divorced, and I've got a 21-year-old daughter who is in college. She's been friends with this guy for a couple of years now, and he's been hanging out quite a bit lately. I've asked her before if they're, you know, anything else than just friends, but she always insists, no, no, Mom, we're just friends. Here's where it gets a little tricky. He's 23 and very attractive. I can't ignore the fact that he flirts with me every now and then.
Oh, wait. I was ready for Mom to come in hot. Wait.
Hey, hot Mom.
Whoa.
She wrote, so, with about 14 O's. So, part of me is curious, and part of me feels like this might be a total disaster. Here's my delicate question. How awkward would it be if I started dating my daughter's friend?
Ooh.
I know it's unconventional, but there's clearly some chemistry here. Has anyone out there actually pulled this off without ruining relationships? I'd love to hear if other listeners have tried this, how it turned out. Come on, guys. Should I go for it? She ends by saying, be gentle. And thank you.
Oh, boy.
And that is from Michelle.
Who, Michelle?
Which is my might be what Michelle. She says to that 23-year-old.
Shelly Belly.
Be gentle.
Oh.
If you would like to sound off about Michelle's situation, she's 45, he's 23, but also a very good friend of her daughter's. There's a chemistry there. There's some attraction. So should she go for it? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Now, I do have to say, Katie, in your advanced age...
Shut your face, Jeremy.
Maybe...
He's such a jerk.
Your daughter would come home with a friend that's right in that ballpark, 23 years old.
Yeah, you know,
is
for sure.
Is that off limits, or would you go for it?
No, I have had a long-standing rule for as long as I can remember that I will not go after someone who's closer to baby Nana's age than my age. And that's just a rule that I have had that I've never broken. Because there's just too many things. Here's the thing.
Friend thing aside, why?
I can honestly say that when Zoe and her friends get around, I feel like I'm responsible for all of them. I am the adult. And so just that, I guess, scenario will probably never change for me. And I just view them as such.
Oh,
but just
you're missing
say,
out.
Like, well, no. Just say,
some young hot
that's the
stud.
Thing too. Remember, there was a time when like people were reaching out to me who were a little younger, even younger than Josh and whatnot. And in my mind, I was like, okay, this is kind of flattering. I like this. And then we went to the gas station and I had to pay for his gas because this card got declined. So
still doesn't
mean
you can't have a little bit of fun.
I work in radio. I can't be somebody's sugar mama. Like, that just can't happen. So there's always that. And I always think that, especially the men who are younger looking for older women, I always think that's just a fantasy and it's going to go away. And so I'm looking for something a little more long lasting. But everybody's in their own boat. So that's where it's like, I don't want to throw too much judgment.
Here's what we're going to do. Phone lines are blowing up right now. Would you do this? What would you tell Michelle to go for this 23-year-old stud, have some fun, even though he's the good friend of your daughter? Or are you jeopardizing some major family relationships there? I say you go for it. Get you some of that 23-year-old love.
You've been married too long. No.
You're telling me, Katie.
No, you're telling me.
What should she do? Phone lines are open. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. If you want to sound off, here's Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hi,
good morning. All right, so what should Michelle do?
So I do have to be, like, kind of quick. I'm walking to work. But I think that if she wants to date someone younger, just go out, then that's fine. But if it's her daughter's friend who is, like, admittedly attractive, that her daughter's like, no, we're just friends, I think that that's kind of, like, messed up hitting your daughter? What if she's, like, trying and he, like, to get with him, and then if her mom did, like, that's terrible.
That's so bad.
I guess you'd have to have that conversation, right? Like, hey, is there something here that you're trying to pursue romantically? If not, what do you think if Mama Bear gets some of that?
I mean, yeah, if you have an open conversation with her about it, but at the same time, if her daughter is, like, nice, she'll be like, oh, okay, well, like, yeah, sure, go for it, but inside you're, like, screaming.
Mom, that's gross!
No, Mom, no!
Yeah.
Wouldn't that instantly ruin their friendship regardless of whether they're just friends or not?
Who? Yeah.
Exactly.
The daughter and the attractive guy. It's got to,
right?
Nah, it
might make it stronger.
No.
Jeremy.
They both love the mother.
No.
They both
that's
love
gonna
the mother.
Ruin everything.
Nah, not at all.
Like, I mean, mommy if love? She wants to, like, look into younger guys, it's not that hard.
Yeah, there's plenty of guys who aren't her daughter's friend, right?
Laura.
I think that's a good point, Laura. Like,
damn,
why
Laura.
Go in the friend group?
Laura, are you a player?
Exactly.
Don't hate the player, Jer.
My fiance is, like, 6 years younger than me, so.
Oh, look at you.
So, yeah, she can do it if she wants to, just not her daughter's friend.
All right.
There are rules.
There are rules, I guess. Laura, thank you. Get to work immediately. Thank you for calling.
Yes, I am. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks, Laura. Bye.
Everyone else hung up. Why'd you guys hang up?
Maybe Laura said it all.
303-691-1649 if you want to sound off. So, you are still firmly in camp. You can't date a 23-year-old, Katie.
Yeah, I mean, and my thing is Zoe's friend or not. You know, I'm probably not going to do that just because it's...
Why not? Yeah, what's your reasoning?
Because, well, again, I've done it. It's not that I haven't done it. And
dabbled.
It just... I felt like I was babysitting. I felt like after a while, I'm like, I'm not going to tell you to eat vegetables. You should know how to do that already.
But,
like,
Mom...
I shouldn't have to tell you that you need a balanced plate right there. I shouldn't tell you that you should have enough money on your card to get gas. Like, you know, it just... I felt like I was in such a mode of taking care of somebody again that
But
no.
that was one case. What if you find
no,
a 23-year-old dude that's, like, really mature and,
I,
you know.
No, I bring that.
Are you just going to freak out because of the age difference?
I bring that paying for gas thing up because it's funny, but there were multiple men that I went on dates with who were younger, and I always had the feeling of, I'm taking care of you. This doesn't feel like you're even attracted to me.
Did you make him call you mommy?
You want? No, I didn't. That's
mommy.
Not what I wanted, Jeremy.
Mommy.
That's not what I wanted.
I need some scratch tickets,
but
mommy.
They might have wanted to call me mommy, and that's why I wasn't into it.
Mommy.
I was like, this is just a fantasy for you.
Chad, good morning.
Good morning, JKJ. How we doing?
Well, we're super dupes, buddy. Thank you for calling in. What do you want to say to Michelle and her situation with this hot 23-year-old stud?
Yeah, honestly, I feel like the issue is not about the fact that it's, you know, going for a hot 23-year-old. I mean, you do you. The issue is the fact that it's her daughter's friend. I feel like at the end of the day, no matter how it goes, whether you shoot your shot and get shot down, you go on a date, you go on a few dates, or you marry the guy, no matter what, this will always be something that is part of her relationship with her daughter, because it's going to be like she is either going to have to deal with the fact that this guy is no longer going to be her friend. He might be her stepdad one day. Who knows? And I just personally...
Holy
yeah,
that just put the weirdest twist
I
on this
know.
Whole
I know.
Thing. Could be your stepdad,
right?
Chad. Oh.
Remember when we were in, like, science class together, and now you're my stepdad? Like, weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's very possible it doesn't get there, but, you know, you got to look at all the possibilities if you're going for it.
That is so funny, Chad. You know what? I've changed my mind on this whole thing just
like
because
it,
of that
huh?
one line.
You don't like it.
I don't.
No.
Because, like, having him come over, like, he's there for Christmas and Thanksgiving and... No! You're right, Chad. I hate this.
We don't like it anymore.
I don't like it anymore.
Fantasy is ruined.
Chad, thank you for being the voice of reason today. For invoking stepdad.
That's all you needed
That's
to hear.
That's all I needed to hear. Thank you.